Pad with me, Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall talk about Google and the accusations that were leveled against them on Google muting or suppressing the conservative voice, not just in America, but everywhere around the world. Last week, Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, was faced with a series of accusations and were answering them in front of the Senate House or Judiciary Committee. And he argued that he has some problems with the studies that the House showed, saying that Google indeed suppressed or muted the conservative voice of America. He argues that the algorithms that are being run by Google do not place any favor or any bias towards whether or not you're a liberal or you're a conservative. And one of the statements that Mr. Sundar Pichai said was that the keywords are matched against billions of page results and ranked for relevance, popularity, and how people are using the word. And this explanation came about when one of the members of the House asked Sundar Pichai, why is it that if you Google the world's biggest idiot, Donald Trump's face comes out? And this is when Sundar Pichai had to argue that it's not his fault that, you know, Trump is associated with the word idiot. It's just that the algorithms just meet or force its way to come up with that search result. And of course, this is something that the conservative lawmakers are having a huge problem with Google. Because, think about it. The reason why the conservatives is because they are part of Donald Trump's party. And if they're part of Donald Trump's party, they don't think that Donald Trump's an idiot. And even if they think that Donald Trump's an idiot, they wouldn't want to admit it. And if the fact that they want to admit it, they want to push Sundar Pichai to agree with them, saying that Donald Trump is not an idiot. Based on this logic, of course they're upset that Google came up with the result that Donald Trump is an idiot. But of course, Google, and for that matter, science, do not work that way. They do not fit any sentiment or any belief that you have. They work on logic. And if the logic states that if a bunch of people around the world are associating the word an idiot with Donald Trump, then the results will definitely come up as such. That's why the Republican committee member, Lamar Smith, said that conservative voices were being muted via Google's search results. Such actions pose a grave threat to America's democracy. Mr. Pichai says that these studies or independent studies that had not uncovered any bias and added that his business was as transparent as it can possibly be. So maybe Sundar Pichai is right, maybe Sundar Pichai isn't right. The matter now is on the perception level. If you're a conservative or if you're a centrist, you would like to believe that Google is number one, being unbiased, and number two, deep down somewhere, you gotta admit that they are indeed suppressing conservative voices. It can be one of either or both. But if you're a conservative, you're definitely going to take the position that indeed Google is being biased against the conservatives, and you're going to feel victimized, and you're going to feel that Sundar Pichai is lying through his teeth in his seating or in his examination by the Senate House Judiciary Committee. Now, that may be so, it's still going to pan out that way, that Google is still going to be used by everyone from liberals to conservatives. It doesn't matter if you believe Google's statements or if you believe that Google's persecuting anyone. Google is too big to be ignored. You're still going to use that search engine. So let me know if you're going to abandon Google now that you have this piece of news to be discussed with you and your loved ones and your family. And you might want to, try out Bing or some other Google search results to substitute Google search results. Just let me know your thoughts about this matter. Head on to astronomy.com and search for Notepad there, or hit me up on Twitter at BremsaniNet. And perhaps we can have a prolonged conversation on this topic there. Thanks very much and goodbye.